Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
How much I love it when we have company in the house. For Christ is on their way to the studios, but while they're making their way, here is their latest, Please Don't Let My Living Be In Vain.
I want freedom now,
each and every.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have in the studio For Christ. Gentlemen, make some noise. Y'all are in town from where?
From Augusta, Georgia, the CSRA, yeah.
Augusta, Georgia. Yes. Okay, for those, so I've got one, two, three, so it's For Christ and For Christ, right? Or is it five?
It's five.
Five, okay. So five of y'all, For Christ.
Yes, sir,
okay.
That, exactly, okay. Okay. Exactly.
He's and, illegitimate.
See there. Augusta, Georgia, I had the privilege and honor and privilege of visiting Augusta, Georgia when I was in high school. I went to high school in Athens, Georgia, home of the Georgia Bulldogs. And I was in JROTC, and so we got an opportunity to stop over in Fort Gordon. How far are you all from Savannah State?
About two and a half hours at the most.
Okay, yeah. Okay. A lot of my friends, when I graduated, went on to that HBCU.
I didn't.
I joined the military. You know, parts of me wish I had went on and followed them, but that wasn't the path that God had for me.
Amen.
So, For Christ, I guess first and foremost, as we hear this ambulance going by, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we ask that you be with the individual and the persons driving that ambulance, so that they may be healed and that they may be delivered and made free physically. And if there's anything that you need to do in order to help the ambulance drivers, the traffic, and all those associated with the path that that ambulance is on, we ask that you be with them right now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I always like to do that. So, give me some history about the group and tell the listeners who you are when you speak.
All right. Yeah, my name is Millage Williams. The group For Christ has been around since 96. Mm-hmm. March of 1996 is when we started. And we originally started off as an R&B group. And the Lord blessed us so that we could, we got saved and came back into the church. And so we've been singing now for, like I said, about 23 years. And the group consists of myself, my brother Jeremy, cousin Charles, cousin George, and our other brother, adopted brother, Tim.
I think they're hating on you because of your beard. It's the beard. It's the beard.
No, it's them socket. Well, that's another story.
Okay. So what led you all? So who came to Christ? Who decided to end the R&B thing and come on back home to Jesus? Whose idea was that?
Actually, it was me.
It was you?
Yeah, I actually got married and September of 1995, uh-huh. And before I got married, I got saved in July of that year.
Okay.
And we continued to travel and sing R&B, and we were pretty successful as an R&B group. Had some deals on the table and was traveling pretty good, but, you know, my spirit and it wasn't an overnight transformation for me, but as I grew in the Word and became closer to Christ, I realized I couldn't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So I told the guys I needed to step down and make a change. And it wasn't easy. We had some real rough times.
I'm sure.
But over the years, it actually wasn't even that long. You know, a few months later, we got back to singing. I think somebody asked us to do a wedding or something. Mm-hmm. And we sung in the wedding. And from that point on, we were singing for the Lord and move forward from there.
So, brothers, how did you all feel when he came to y'all and said, you know what, I'm sort of done with this R&B thing? You know, I was an R&B, I did Quiet Storm and all that stuff. So, what was y'all's name when y'all were singing for the world?
We were First Kin.
First Kin.
Yeah, First Kin.
First Kin. Okay. Yeah. I wonder if I remember if I played anything from you all.
Our single was called
Show the World.
Show the World.
No,
Special Lady.
My goodness.
Yeah. Okay. Special Lady. My goodness. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody's Googling right now. Yeah. Somebody's Googling. So what happened? What was that? How'd that conversation go over?
For me, it was a shock. This is Jeremy talking. I'd given up a lot of scholarships for college.
Wow.
To do R&B because we were actually doing it pretty seriously.
Yeah.
So when he decided to leave, actually I was the youngest, and from my perspective, everything just kind of disappeared all of a sudden. I'm like, what happened? And so it kind of caught me off guard, but But I thank God for the experiences that we had in the R&B field. And during the time that we were out, that kind of helped me to get some time alone and get a chance to meet the Lord myself.
Yeah.
You know, we all grew up in the church, but because you grew up in the church, that doesn't mean you know Jesus.
Yeah.
So I came to know him, and so I haven't looked back. I don't regret it at all.
Amen.
And this is Charles. I know for me, I grew up with my grandparents, my grandfather being my pastor, so playing piano for the church since I was about 5 or 6 years old. When he made the decision, I remember that night just like it was today. We was in rehearsal, and he was like, you know, y'all, I got something that I need to say. I got saved. And I was like, huh? but actually, it was a load off my mind, because I had already been thinking about it too, because of the life that I was living at home. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to hide everything, and you know, couldn't really tell my people what I was doing. You know, they heard it through the grapevine, but they didn't really know for sure what I was doing. And so it was a really eye opener for me as well, and a load lifted off my shoulders.
Gotcha.
I'm grateful for the change.
Amen. Anybody else want to confess? Okay. So you all came later. Yeah. So how do you eventually end up with a record deal? How do you end up becoming an independent artist? Walk us through that process.
Well, it's been a long journey. We worked hard. We put together our first project with our music director. His name was Graylin Bell, and our radio guy and manager, Dallas Frazier. He was playing bass.
Yeah. Okay.
Tony D was on the bass.
Okay.
And we put together a really nice project. It was a self-titled project called For Christ, and we signed with Helen. I forget the name of the label, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's okay.
But we signed with them and put the CD out, and it was doing quite well.
Yeah.
Did really well. But you know how the gospel industry, music business go, and just some things just didn't go quite well. Yeah. So we found ourselves kind of with a project with nowhere to go with it, you know what I'm saying? So we just kept plugging along, man. Yeah. God put us in some unique places. We were we spent a lot of time singing in churches and coffee houses and
Kijiji's.
Wherever he sent us, and, you know. And at one time it got really, really, I guess, frustrating, and it's like, man, what are we gonna do with this, you know? Mm-hmm. And we had to get back to remembering why we was doing this in the first place.
Why were you doing it?
You know, because first of all, music is our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It's we it's not something we just do for fun. It's part of us.
Gotcha.
You know,
individually.
Individually. We are all music directors or ministers of music at our churches.
Okay.
We're husbands and we have fathers, and we, you know, the ministry is real for us.
Yeah.
So that's why we do it in the first place. Now, just like anybody else, you know, when you're doing something, you want to be appreciated. You want people to know that you're doing it. You want the pat on the back.
Yeah.
But in gospel, you know, a lot of times God is, he'll show you, look, if you're seeking that, then you're in the wrong business.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? So we had to get back to seeking him first.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you know, doors started back opening up again. We got rejuvenated.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, Lord, we thank you. But now we have a different perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, whatever, you know, somebody asked me the other day, what's success? I like, you know, success is different for everybody.
It is.
You know, being successful in your ministry depends on what God gave you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to walk in that calling and walk in that, you know, walk that he gave us. So, you know, we're enjoying the journey. We love ministering together. We love the fellowship. We're brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of how we got here today.
You know? Amen. Amen. That's awesome. You spoke a word. So the CD project is called...
Please Don't Let My Living Be in Vain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a remake of a song by the Fantastic Volunteers. But actually, when we were small, young, our church family choir used to sing it. And so we decided to, you know, sing it and remake it, smooth it out. And actually, we let the Volunteers hear it.
Oh.
Yeah.
They like it?
Yeah, they loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah,
yes,
they loved
yes,
it.
Yes.
So, it, you know, got their blessings. And so... And it's a song, you know, that it really is the essence of why we do what we do. Yeah. You know, we don't want to be traveling all over the world singing and getting before people and everything we do be for naught. You know, when we get to heaven, he said, "Depart from me, I know you not."
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's the essence of what we do.
So the single is "Please Don't Let My Living Be in Vain." So the title of the project as well.
The project is not finished
yet.
Okay,
gotcha.
Yes. We have a couple of more singles to finish up on it, and then we'll be dropping it. Now, we did finish up the live DVD.
Okay.
And it'll be coming this fall.
What, a DVD?
Yes, sir.
You mean gospel artists are shooting videos these days?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Okay. I only say that because I thought about hosting a gospel show, video show one time. But you just can't find enough videos to actually fill a gospel video show. So it's tough.
Yeah.
So, more of you all should get out there and shoot. Everybody has a camera phone now, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's easy to shoot a video, as much as them iPhones cost, huh?
Yeah.
Can they get
exactly.
an
amen? Amen.
So, there you go. Yeah. So, there it is. So, who's doing most of the writing on this project? Playing instruments.
Yeah, we write together or do that. We write together. We do a lot of the arrangements. This is Jeremy talking again. So we do the arrangements. One of the wonderful things about doing projects as an independent artist, especially being in the industry as long as we have been and doing music ministry, as long as we have, we get a chance to explore and experiment and get a chance to actually put our voices there.
Yes.
All of us have different strengths and different forms and facets of the ministry that we get to highlight and present, and we just thank God for allowing us to be able to do that. So we pull the songs together. Some songs we may have, and we may have had songs for years that we have not dropped yet, but then it'll be time for that song to come up, so we'll pull it together. So it's just been a wonderful experience pulling the CD projects together.
Amen.
In this season.
Amen. Looking forward to it. Yes, sir.
And because Jeremy is so modest, Jeremy is so modest, he's the majority writer. He's the majority writer of the music, and Dallas has written several songs for us as well.
Okay.
We'll give a quick shout out to our former manager, Darryl Howell. He's on Facebook Live.
All
much love, D.
All right. So, in our closing moments here, tell the listeners where they can find out more about For Christ, how can they get your music, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you can get our music wherever you download music online, Amazon, iTunes, and all those places.
How do
you
they
go
find
to
you?
Find us on Facebook
under
Are You For Christ?
For
Christ is IV Christ, the Roman numeral.
Roman numerals.
And the RU in this case is the letter R, the letter U for Christ. So you can find us, get all the information there. Like us.
Yeah.
Link with us.
Yeah.
And pray for us.
All right.
Amen.
So that's ebonically speaking, you all. So that's what they're trying to say. So that's how we have to do it. So my brothers, thank you so much for coming by. Dallas, thank you so much. You're awesome, man. And enjoy the city. You're always welcome here.
Thank you.
I look forward to continuing to support your ministry and what God is doing for all of you all. Thanks for stopping by Real
Thank
Talk.
Thank you for having
And thanks for being the first to play the single, man. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.